when I send these tapes back to you, just like if I was typing a letter or anything, it's going to be in free handwriting. Or in your own handwriting, or your own, you got to put it on yourself, free. You can't type it in. So on these mailers you made, it says free. So just, if you make any more, instead of typing in, just take a pen and put up in a corner free. And that's what I did on these other ones. And so I think I'll send you some, cut some of this lamination paper. This guy's got a roll of it here. And I'll send to you, and then you can kind of laminate these things up as you type them up. And, you know, that way you can just turn them around. And you can put one on each side if you want, you know, back to back, and then just keep turning the whole card around for whatever, which way it's going, here or there. Yeah, I'll take and I'll laminate this one. It's been used before. And, you can still see where the old stamps were, and a little of the address is torn off. But then you get the idea. You'll see if, with this lamination on it, where that when you scotch tape it, it's not going to hurt anything. So I'll try and cut a piece of lamination here and put it on, and then I'll put some laminations in the, whenever I send a tape to you, I'll put some of these pieces in the tape for you. And you can laminate them the way you want to, you know. And either, I was going to say, leave the ones you got in these mailers that are pasted in, or leave them in there in case the other one gets lost, and then, you know, it'll get someplace anyhow, it'll get back to you. And the other one, if you just make a card, you know, a deal like on both sides and then laminate, just keep taking it out and turning it over and putting it back on there. And still the one pasted on there will stay in there all the time, you know. And in case the top one gets lost, the other one will be there. So I think that's a pretty good idea, I think.
The South Vietnamese spokesman at rear headquarters at Dong Ha, South.
Well, I think that tape ran on me a little bit when I wasn't looking there, so there might be a blank space in it. You know, I was just cutting some of this lamination paper up, so I'd try and cut it up, you know, and put two in each one. And I laminated this one that's supposed to come back to me. And you'll see what I mean by it, that it was ripping, and the other one was ripped pretty bad when I was taking a tape off of it, and it still shows your stamp marks. And in fact, I'll send that other one along with it on the inside, the one that says postage due, and you'll see where it's stamped on there in red, so you can't get that out. So if it's put it on this lamination, you know, if they stamp it on this lamination stuff, you can just rub it off and use it again. So that'd probably be best. And then, like this one here, I've laminated. It's just laminated on the side of mine. But if you had a card or anything that put on the back side, you could laminate them back to back like that, see? And then you just turn the whole thing over each time in the mailer. And that way, you know, you could, the stamps and everything would come off good, and you can use it over and over again. And it's, you know, protect the finish on it, so you could use it for a long time. The only thing is, if you laminate them now, remember, on the one that it's going to you, you know, it's addressed to you, you got to write in freehand on it. Free, you can't just type it. It's got to be in freehand. I don't know why that is, but that's the deal. And it was before when I was over here. I remember now, too, yeah, that it had to be that way. Thanks a lot for that bug machine and all those other tapes and that thing to keep them in, you know, that tape deck thing. And what I was going to say on that thing for the cleaning they had, I guess you just put it in there and let's run at regular speed, huh? Because this recorder's got a, you know, you can run it in reverse or forward fast, you know, to run it through something through fast, but I guess you just run at it normal speed and it cleans your head. So I guess I'll do it that way and not take any chances on goofing anything up. And the tape's getting down there pretty fast. Let me think if there's anything else that I should be telling you. Like I said, I got that one book and some of those Stars and Stripes off to you. You should have them by the time you get this tape. And there's a few things that from the PX on Chinaware and different stuff, some things in there. But this real good one, I'll put in the mail and send by itself, and you keep that. Just let Bunker Suzanne look it over. You know, I'll take it home and look it over and this and that. But tell you one up back so you can keep it yourself. And I can get another one over here. And then when you're talking about something, you just use the number and a page, and I'll know what you're talking about. And well. I gotta think of something else here to say. Think old brain. Oh, you never said how my tapes are coming through. Can you understand them, or should I turn them higher or lower? Or, I've been holding this one tonight most of the time. Sometimes I set it down. And but let me know if they're coming through scratchy or this and that. And I was running the tapes back on my little radio here, and Joe thought that was quite the deal, you know. And I told him how you can play music on the background at the same time if you want, and this and that, and he thought that was a pretty good idea. So I don't know if he's going to pick up one. He might get one in Oki before he comes home.
Oh, it's about 20 after 11. Tomorrow's Sunday.
I'm not going to go in until about 6 tomorrow. And I'll probably work till about 6. Probably want to work about 12 hours. And I went in. It was kind of a mess the other day when I went to work. And when I had the duty, it was right down there at the same place. So I was able to do a lot of work, you know, during last night. And they had some color guy that got picked up outside the gate They got him for being outside the gate when he wasn't supposed to, and then he was resisting arrest, and they got him for heroin. He had some vials of heroin on him, resisting arrest and that. So I had to contend with that a little bit last night, and they put him in a break. Well, and I'm going to sign off, so good night now, and say hi to everybody, and I love you, and I guess that's about it for tonight. And don't work too hard. And we'll see. Hi, and today's Monday the 6th. No, the 8th. Yeah, okay. And I didn't get it. I was going to tape you yesterday or last night, but I got all involved and tied up in something else, and I never got a chance to get anything off. So, let's see. I got a tape from you today, and you was telling about hiring a new girl at work, and Edith quitting, and her daughter-in-law calling about the party and different things, you know. Oh, you said you ran into Ding. That's right, I do owe him a bottle of booze. So, if I ever get my hands on some cash again, I'll send you some money and get him a bottle. But he'll probably be moved away from there by then. And like he's telling about them telling him to move and no place to go, well, the reserves in the fourth wing, you know, they're just full of good deals like that. Over, you know, you play ball with me and I'll stick the bat in your ass every time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you said that he's going to go to a fortune teller. Well, the only one I've ever been to was that one at the hospital there, and she was using the cards. But they also, she had a book on reading palms that they've gone into a little bit, I guess. And so she started to look at my palm, my lifeline. She said, my, that's short. So I got a short lifeline here on my hand. So I thought maybe... I says, well, I got this gizmo in my hand here that growth, maybe that scoofed it up or something, I don't know. But she said a short lifeline, so I didn't want to hear no more after that. And she didn't tell me anymore, so I let it drop at that. And I just blew my nose real good a minute ago, and kind of stuffed up in one ear, so I probably sound funny. Yeah, my refrigerator. You asked something about my refrigerator. It works real good. I'm sitting here having a nice cold beer, and these days are getting real hot. And it's about a mile to work, to walk back and forth, you know. And so if you like in the daytime, if you should come back at noontime, by the time you get here, you're wet, you know, all sweaty. And usually I've been working right straight through all the time, though, instead of, you know, going to chow on that. You can always get sea rations down there at the line if you get hungry or anything, you know. So let me put this mic down on something here. Yeah, one thing bad about this taping is that the tapes, sometimes they get there fast and sometimes slow. And like you said, you hadn't heard if I got my boxes and that yet, but I taped other tapes that, you know, you probably got by now and said I got them all. I got my camera and everything was in good shape. All the boxes and everything was in good shape. And, well, I sent you those couple of, I don't remember if I tell any, I feel good now. My leg's okay again and my back's okay. And I was sending you a couple of tapes that I was complaining about, you know, goofing up my leg and that. It's come along good now, so it should work out in, I think, a couple of days or so. I'll get doing my calisthenics real good, but he says, you know, don't push it, let it work out good before you start, you know, doing any strenuous straining yourself at all or anything, you know. So I'll wait a while and then start doing it. So Stewie's going to be Harry James Jr., play the trumpet. Well, I think the trumpet's a real good instrument to play. And, you know, you can play a song by yourself with it, or any kind of a song, or without an accompaniment, or you can accompany somebody with something. I think that's a real good deal. And he said he's going to take language, and so he'll learn how to say however instead of but. You know, that's a good deal. Yeah, and you said things are getting a little hot over here. Yeah, they are. And we had four birds today. Well, we had three out of the four get hit by mortars. And they didn't hurt them bad. They were ways off in the zone and started dropping mortars, which they've been doing all the time, getting closer and closer to the range, you know. And all three of them had, you know, a bunch of small holes in that shrapnel come through them. And this one kid, he got nicked on the cheek with a piece of shrapnel or a piece of the plane or something. But he wasn't bad. He just got, you know, a scratch more or less, a little cut. And but this zone that they were in today's Monday, we were told last Thursday that the zone would be all secured by, or last week it would be secured by this last Thursday. And here it is Monday and they're still. When we bring these planes in, these big ones, when they come in to land with supplies, you know, they'll bring them external, and as soon as they get near the deck or just about on the deck, they'll pickle them and drop them right there and haul ass again. And whenever they start coming in, everybody's running for their cover up there in this zone because they know that they're going to start taking fire as soon as they get those big choppers in there, that they're going to start taking mortar rounds on that. So they just get in and get out fast. And but those eight choppers that you read in the paper, they were all Army Hueys. And they got 600 of those planes up there, those Army little choppers. And this one guy used to be a Marine, and he was down. And I never was in a squadron with him, but we were shooting a breeze. And he was enlisted before, and then he went in the Army and become a warrant officer flying those Hueys. And he was telling in those Huey squadrons, they got flying Cobras, which is like a humanized gunship. And the Huey, they haul troops, maybe eight or nine troops. And these Cobras are just gunships, and they just have ammo in that, you know, spitting lead and rockets and stuff. And he was telling these helicopter companies, they got 31 planes in a company. And he was telling this one squadron or company, they call them, up there, he said they lost 17 planes one day. And so they disbanded the whole company, you know, of aircraft. But they lost over 50% planes shot down up there one day. So it was, you know, You guys are really working out, those Army guys. And at muster today, our colonel, our new colonel, come out and read in the letter that we get some big Army deal that for supporting them, you know, and how proud the Army was to be working side by side with the Marine Corps up there in this deal in Lyles there. And that's about it, I guess. Well, you said all these guys, I'll be seeing them pretty soon as they're coming over. Well, those guys are all A-4 fixed-wing jet jockeys. And they'll be up at Da Nang, and I'm down where I'm at. There's no transportation's real hard. Plus, for us, time is scarce. You know, you don't have time to take off and go anyplace and goof around. And so I doubt if I'll be seeing any of them, you know, because, and I imagine most of them, MAG 11 up there, they're pulling out and they're going back. So these guys will probably end up at Hirokuni in Japan, most all of them, because they get a lot of jet outfits up in Japan. When they get to Okinawa, they send them to Japan. And some of them may come down in the country here, but a lot of them are pulling out. Talking about JB and this and that, and cutting toenails and that. And I was going to say, did he ever, let's see, I left there in January, and he was going to give him a bath, and he kept, I got about three or four tapes that he was going to do it next week, and next week, has he ever had a bath yet? You say he's kind of raunchy, and he smells pretty doggy. Poor guy, he's probably forgot what a bath is. So he said he was in bed once, and then he got up again and heard you playing the tape back to yourself. And he came back out again. I think I got a little cold. I took a shower kind of late last night, and my head was wet when I went to sleep. And anyhow, he said he got up again. He comes out and bothers you, and he went to bed once. And, but, you know, you got to remember that he's a old guy now. He's not just a little puppy. He's a big guy, you know. And he can stay up as late as he wants now. You don't have to go get in bed early. When you said the termite guy was there and said that he didn't have the wood boring type or something like that. And did you tell him about those flying ones that you saw flying? Because they only fly certain every 2 or 4 years, and then they either mate and they have more termites. They only have a few hours to do this, or else they just go someplace and die. But most of them don't have wings. Only certain types do, and they do it every so many years. And once they mate, then they go lay all these eggs, and eggs, nothing happens to them for 2 or 3 years, I guess, or so. And then they come out again. So there's all different kinds. I think there's 50... some different kinds of termites in California area. So you gotta tell him about them. And let's see. Oh, I'm glad to get that money back from that insurance outfit. And that's quite a bit, because they only give him 118. It was how much I had to pay him. So getting back that much, that was pretty reasonable. I thought I'd get about 90 or so back. Maybe less than that even. And let's see here. I sure do talk fast. There's only half a tape gone, and that's 7 minutes, 8 minutes. I think maybe I'll finish this side, and it's about 8:20, and go out and take a good shower and come back, and I got a surprise for you on the other side that I'll tell you about over there. And I'll just make you wait a while and think of what could he do to surprise me, you know, in Vietnam. And you mentioned you put that insurance check with the other one. You know, when I sent a deposit slip, he's gonna boy, this, my head is really stuffed up. Excuse me. He was going to mail them both in together. Well, it's all I got when I, you know, at that credit union that day was just envelopes, and I didn't get any credit or any deposit slips at all. And in fact, the envelopes I got when I went to send my payroll check was too short. Oops, my mic fell down. Yeah, the envelope was too short, so I had to put it in a big envelope, and I couldn't even use the one they gave me. And so, I don't know what to tell you unless I send you one of these envelopes, and you just sign my name on it and send it in for a deposit, you know, and put my account number beside it or on the back of the checks. Just sign my name in the back of the checks and just put for a deposit and send them to the credit union. That's the only way I know how to get them in there. Unless you have to send them all the way over here and I have to send them back. Just having a nice cold beer. And that refrigerator keeps them nice and ice cold. Yeah, you know, I told you Joe got over. And the second time, he's been here twice now. He hasn't been here the third time. But if I remember, he said that his commander or somebody who's keeping those guys, those master sergeants, until the 14th now, from the 10th, or 12th when they're supposed to leave, I think it's the 14th or so now. So he probably won't get home till around the 20th or something like that. And if he leaves here the 14th, he'll get Noki the 15th. And then he's got to find out if he can take leave again, because he's already had it once, R&R. Well, I guess he rates a leave. And so it'll take him a couple of days, you know, to get his gear and his outfit. He gets assigned to. See, when he leaves here, he goes to a brand new outfit, 9th Marines or somebody else, or Oki. And so he have to get situated there and checked in, and then put in for his leave. And so I probably won't be till around the 20th or 21st or so he gets home. He's got to arrange for his own plane ticket and all that. When he's taking leave and that. And so on the Kadena, it's real busy there. You'd think you ought to be able to go down there and try and fly standby. And I think if I was doing that, I'd buy a ticket round trip. You gotta have one of them before you can go. And then go down and try and fly standby, you know. And if you can't, well then, you know, go down there maybe a half a day early. And if you can't get a hot pile, then you can always, you know, take a regular airline. It's like, you know, whatever your ticket is for. I don't know if that would work or not once you get a ticket. I think there's only so many seats, and I guess you got to pay for it if you take it or not. Just a minute. Yeah, I just came in the room a minute ago. I was shooting a breeze a while. And let's see, where the heck was that when I was getting ready? I better play this back and see what I was talking about when I cut it off. I put it back, and by the time the mic was sitting on the bed here, it's coming in real weak. So when I held it up and talked, it came in real loud. So I guess if I'm going to set it on the bed, I'm going to have to turn the volume up more on it. Let's see. It's getting down there pretty far now. So let's see if there's anything on here I was going to cover. You know, I said that those guys coming over would probably go to JP. And I talked to this guy again today about getting this watch, and it's going to be kind of a hard deal to get right now, but I'll try and get it this week. And I haven't got that catalog mailed yet, and but I'll put a bunch of stuff in that whole big brown bag and mail it all together. And you know, I mean, just not just some odds and ends and stuff that you might want. So well, it's still going. Let me think. Just come back from the showers. and it's kind of chilly out there. It's kind of windy walking back, and I feel good. You know, I get a good hot showers now, and before it seemed like in the afternoon after work, they'd run out of hot water, but later at night, if you take them or first thing early in the morning, you can get pretty hot water. So, well, it's 10 after 9 now, so I took them right around 9 and had plenty of hot water. Well, tomorrow I'll take some pictures. I got that camera and I got it loaded with film and everything, and I haven't taken any pictures at all yet. So, today was kind of overcast and it rained for a little while this morning, and so it wouldn't have been a real good day anyhow. But it seems like when the sun comes out, it really gets bright up over here, so I'll have to probably, you know, set my shutter speed so that a lot of light doesn't get in there. Over at the club last night, this guy was talking. He had some kind of a floor show, and this guy was a hypnotist, and I guess he was really getting these guys to do some crazy stuff. But I didn't get over there. And I had some other business that I was taking care of. Yeah, maybe I'll borrow some guy's flash attachment and take some pictures inside my little nest here. And I got Stewie's picture hanging up here, and he's just sitting there grinning at me, you know, that school picture he had. And I got a piece of that or the celluloid or whatever it is I was putting over the tapes, over the face of the tapes. Yeah, and I got that over it so it doesn't get all dirty. And, yeah, I was going to tell you that what I was doing yesterday. This other guy bought one of these Honda motor bikes or motorcycles. And he got this guy, see, he can't get them over here into the country. It's hard to do. And, this base is kind of small and goofed up, so they kind of turn their head. And I guess this guy is kind of a black market deal, I guess, or something. And I don't know if it is or not, I really, because the guy, he sends them through the post, through the mail, and they come in six packages, six parts, and he puts them together and sells them. And some of the Air Force pulled over at Da Nang, Gunfighters Village, that's the Air Force concern there. And so this guy bought one last week sometimes, and I was thinking about, well, that's a lot of walking back and forth and this and that, you know. And it's different. There's about seven or eight of them here on the base. And turn the volume up. So I went over and with him yesterday. We took off about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we hitchhiked over there. And so anyhow, I ended up buying one. It was used, and he's had it for about 3 months. It's got about 300 miles on it, and it's one of these Toyota Scramblers, it's called. It's got 5 gears forward, you know, and it's just a small motorcycle. That's good enough to get you down and back and forth to the line, you know. And in the States, I think they sell around 500. And so I got, you know, it's pretty cheap here. And I can sell for probably 400 when I leave. If the Army takes over, they'll be in out of space. And I can find any old officer, you know, and always get my money back out of it. Plus, the gas here, we get the gas and oil free. We just use that regular Mo gas that we use in the trucks and stuff like that, you know, we get that free. And use regular 30 weight oil in it, you know, and you get many miles on a gallon of gas. And I've ridden motorcycles before, you know, not a lot, but just a little bit. And they're, you know, they're pretty easy to ride. And I have to take a picture of this green. And it's pretty nice looking. And I got to clean it up. It needs to, you know, chrome cleaned good, cleaned up good. To do that one of these days. But anyhow, I went and bought a motorcycle. I had to borrow some money from the guys around here to do it. I had to pay them back payday. And anyhow, it was a good deal at the time. this guy was going on leave back to the States the 15th, which is payday, so I had to raise the money before then. And so this other guy took me over there. He'd bought a brand new one a week before, and he sold, come back and sold his. And his was a smaller one than mine, the one I bought. And the guy had one in a crate yet, just like mine, only brand new. So we went back last night, and we had to be back on our base here by 8. And so we came back, and we left here. And he sold his other bike after we come back, and he was thinking about getting this new one in the crate. So we borrowed the maintenance truck, and we left here about 6:30. We had to run over there real fast and get the one in the crate plus this other bike that I got, put them back and put them in the truck, and then drive them back over here and get here before 8, before the gate closed. And so we got here just as the gate was closing. They had one half of it closed, and they was putting up a big barbed wire barricade, pushing it up there with a big forklift on the other side. And so we just barely made it in the gate, and that's what he was doing last night. That's how come I didn't get a tape off. And we get back around 8, and then we had to take the truck back down the hangar and got my bike off the truck and drove it back up here. But we came up here first and loaded all his bike, all the parts in it over to his hooch. And he's putting that together. So we're getting to have quite a few bikes here in the squadron. We got about 6, I guess, something like that. And then you get these factory reps. There's 3 factory reps over here, and they got bikes. And so it's quite a motorcycle gang we got going here. But I never thought I'd be buying a motorcycle when you says, you know, you're not getting any younger and start, quit flying and keep your feet on the ground and stuff like that. So I guess I'm in my second childhood now, I got a bike. So when I want to come home, if this guy's still over here, he said that I could ship one right to the house, you know, and be, you know, it'd be all apart and you have to put it together. It'd be pretty reasonable, and I could even get a real small mini one. And I don't know, I have to find out what the regulations and that are on that, but I might even just order one, a brand new one, after I sell this one, and have it shipped right from Japan right to the house. And it'd be pretty reasonable. It'd be a lot cheaper than buying them from the dealers there, you know. So, you know, let me light a cigarette here. Yeah, I've been getting your mail with that one stamp on, like the one you got today. Came right through, nothing on it. But the first one I got, I think I had marked postage due on it. And I'm hoping now you understand what I'm talking about when you're making out you know, that little card with my name on it. And, you know, try to enclose it in that stuff. I'll send some more of that stuff. And these ones that I've undone here, they're kind of goofed up. If you got a real clear one, you know, a brand new one, you can put that stuff on and stay real, you know, clear forever. So this one here now, it's got the black marks on from stamp cancellation, and that other one had that mark on it from postage due. And maybe you can put a piece of white over it or something, but it won't show. I don't know. So I'll take in what I'm thinking of it, cut some more strips for you to take and fix up those other cards. Doesn't have to be on your card even. Well, I can put them on your card, just a thing over it to keep it protected, you know. But actually, you could just take and put the back and the front of each address on one card and then laminate it together and just keep turning them around each time, you know. And that would be the best deal. And it would work good like that. So, I'll try and I'll send you some of that lamination paper in that package that I'm going to send too. So don't go out and buy any or anything like that. And I'll just cut off some strips and some pieces and send to you. And you can use that to fix up the cards with. So, Well, let's see what else is there. I got about half of this tape, this side gone. I'll take a break here. I'm going to clean off my bed a little bit here. Yeah, I got a couple of pieces of that lamination cut off for you. And I got it so it fits in the case. And like I said, when I send you that brown envelope, I'll put some of that lamination in there for you. And probably 10 of those, you know, for each side, or maybe more, 14. For, you know, if you put them back to back and just laminate them together and just keep turning them around, just use the same one with each package or each mailer. Well, let's see, you asked me what I liked, you know, in those packages, you're just going to keep sending one of those Vienna. Sausages were good, and those pizza crackers were real good. And, you know, maybe potato chips. And, orange drink was good, that, you know, that came with that little thing you mix it in. And I still got that. You know, I can keep cold water in that. I got the candy and gum, and I gave some of the candy to these house girls, and I, you know, chewed the gum. And what else was there? Well, I got the peanuts. Yeah, they were good and came in good shape and everything. The only thing that had any problems was just that one can of that food cocktail. That's the only thing. Everything else came in good shape. The crackers, they were just a little goofed up, but they were real, you know, still eat them okay. Still a little crummy, you know, one end, kind of. And, let's see. I have to think here. Yeah, I keep trying to think of something. I keep looking at that tape there. It doesn't get any smaller, so I guess I'll just have to start talking about something. So your car still needs alignment, you say? Yeah, well, you can hear the tire bumping along down the road like that. Boy, it's really wearing, because it's not rolling down, it's jumping, kind of, you know, bumping along, buffing. It really takes the rubber off your tire when it's, you know, it gets in that condition, so you better have it checked. And, yeah, it's too bad that I canceled my insurance, I guess, on the car, because you couldn't, you know, if you needed it in a pinch, you could have drove it. But then again, I thought it would be jacked up, too. So, no, it's not jacked up. Boy, I don't imagine you want to drive it, you know, without insurance on it. And I still think you ought to call Jim again and tell him that, you know, try and get over and take a look at Bunky's and try and get hers going, because I imagine there's not that much wrong with it, you know. Tell me to make a few bucks off me by fixing it. And, you know, just tell me how much it's going to be, and I'll send him a tape and tell him to go ahead or not, or what. You know, nothing's too good for the boys overseas, tell him. And, send him some rotor wash, a bucket of rotor wash or something, if he needs it, you know, for anything over there where he's working. And tell him I can get him about 200 yards of flight line and different stuff like that, you know. And get him some prop wash, things like that. And tell him that, I know all I have to do is just jack it up and let it run, and he'd know it was Martha right away. And I think it's just that it needs to be repacked, or maybe a seal put in that differential if it's leaking, and maybe it was just running dry. So, think it's that big a job, because he's got all the air jack and stuff to jack it up right away. It'd just take him a few minutes to lift it up. Excuse me. Well, so much for that. What happened today? Oh, I rode my bike up to Supply. Like I said, it rained a little bit, and when I came outside, it rained. And so I got a free wash job on it. Of course, I got a little wet seat going back down to the hangar again. And on our birds, we're taking all the 60 calibers out. We're mounting 50 calibers. Well, the M60 machine gun, the small one, putting big 50 calibers on all of our birds now, two 50s. And they got a lot more reach, and they're a lot more powerful. And I figure they use them up there, you know, because they're taking ACAC fire up there. And then when you get down in the zone, you're getting small arms fire and, you know, mortars fire. Get these Gokak-aks. They get a lot of Russian stuff over there. Russia sits back and talks to all these other countries like they're not even in a picture or anything, but they supply them with all this crap. And it's funny, nobody ever really brings that point out that they're really the dirty birds worse than Red China. So. What does Sway think about calling that hamster Harry? And JB, I don't know if he recognized my voice or you just think he does. And let me know what he said when, you know, or what he did when I was calling him on that other tape. If he perked up his ears or anything, looked around or anything. If, you know, like he really recognized he's being called. Yeah, I told you about trying to get him some old tennis balls at the Goodwill or someplace. Maybe some old balls in the meat market or something. Has he been digging any holes in the backyard all week? No, some monkey getting along. Getting to be better buddies. Monkey's still studying hard in school and getting good grades. I guess Stewie's hitting the post a little harder too, but said his report card is a little better. Let's see. Yeah, that tape's getting down there pretty good now. Get a mail first thing in the morning. Yeah, I thought they went out in the morning, but all mail goes out at 4:30 in the afternoon. So if I get it in at 9:30 or 3 in the afternoon, soon I'll go leave the base here at 4:30 in the afternoon. So I don't know how, to beat it. And I can't tape during the day, so I have to tape at night. So it loses about a day or half a day right here on the base before it even goes over to the Nang to get flown out. I guess it gets there fairly good, you know, fast going your way, but like I think one package took about 8 days, and the other two, the last one I got only took 4 days, and I think the first one took 4 days, and that second one I think took about 8 days. So it's hard to say, you know, I guess it's just how they make connections with different post offices and, you know, stuff like that. So, well, hon, it's getting down near the end of this tape now. And it seems like you can always think of things to say and talk about, but there ain't too much, you know, that you know anybody over here to talk about or anything like that. So, but all I can do, I guess, is tell you that I love you and don't work too hard, you know. About Stewie and growing up, he'll get there okay, and I think he's got pretty good communications there at home, you know, as far as the communication gap that they're talking about. Angels. So, I'll tell everybody hi for me. And I didn't think you understood what I was talking about. I'm pretty sure Rex would hear. Hi, hon. Today's the 10th, and it's Wednesday. And I got two tapes for me today. And I'm laying in bed now, and it's about 10 o'clock. And I'm going to start this. I don't know if I'll finish it or not. We had a long day today. I got a tape from you and one from Stewie today. And I got yours all played through, and I got about halfway at Stewie's. And so I'm going to tape yours first, and then tomorrow I'll probably get a chance to tape one off to Stewie. Finish up his, and then tape one back to him. And, what was I going to say? Oh, I got to go in about, get up about 3:30, and this one kid that works for me, he's flying all day today, so he's supposed to work the night shift, so, and he worked last night, and then he went from there to flying this morning, so I'm going to work his for him, and go in early, and so I got to get to bed here pretty soon, and he was talking about my leg and nerves and mental tension or something, and no, I just twisted my back is all. And it's okay now. I'm in real good shape again. And it all was just resting it. And what I did is after I hurt it, I worked for about 3 days after hurting and just barely getting around. And then it got so bad I could hardly walk. And that's when I decided to hit the rack, you know, and rested. And it paid off. So it's okay again. So next time if it ever, you know, pulls out just a little bit, I mean, I'll just get rested right away, and she'd come back around again. It's like the doctor said, you know, you just got to learn to be careful with it and try and build up your back muscles and that, you know, exercise it. Again, like I told you, I bought a motorcycle, and beats all that walking, and it saves a lot of time because I do a lot of traveling one day, running different places, trying to check on orders and scrounge stuff, you know, things like that. And, let's see, I've gotten some things written down from your tape here. And, okay, I'm real good shape now. And, he was talking about your tapes setting them at different volumes, you know, they all come through good, real good. And, like you said, I guess whatever you tape, it all comes out of one thing, and you can turn it up if you want or make it softer. And I got the camera okay, and he said he thought it was filming. But no, there was no film in it. And but I got a couple rolls of film, but I still haven't taken a picture yet. And it was raining today and kind of miserable all morning. And then about 1 o'clock, it quit raining and the sun came out. I just got hotter than a pistol. The water, it had been raining all morning, and good city rain. And the water all goes into the sand. It's all sand around here. On the streets that are, got blacktop on that, they were just as dry as can be. And about after it quit raining, about a half hour, 45 minutes, it all dried up, you know, puddles and everything. That's how hot it gets and so humid so fast, you know. This the water all goes right back up in the sky, you know. And you're talking about my R&R and that and going around the world. And this and that. Well, that was the Army. That's not the Marine Corps. That was the Army deal where they got those trips and that. And then it hasn't been the Marine Corps. In fact, it used to be you could get 30 days leave for extended for 6 months, but they don't even have that anymore. So if things get kind of in a bind over here. They'd love to bring it back on again, though. And I'm kind of hoping that they do. I'm just going to sit tight for a while before I say extend, you know. And if they come back in 3 days later, that'd be just, you know, a good deal. And, let's see. I'm kind of tired. Oh, he was answering the door. People were coming in. I could hear JB barking. That's the first time I heard him, heard his voice on the tape, you know. Before you call him over and say you want to say something to your dad, and he never wants to talk. But I guess when somebody comes in the house, he still barks at him. That's what I call a good watchdog. yeah, I can tell now. I'm just going to be able to get this one side tape tonight, and I'll finish the other side tomorrow night. Oh, when you send something, I'll tell you what I need. Yeah, it's those, shorts. What do you call them? Not paddle pushers, or... But you know what I mean. Let's see. Bermuda shorts. And I, you know, those old white ones, and... And I think I got a couple of pair. If you can stick them in a box or something, you know, when you mail something, and send them on over. And because it's real hot in that, when you get off, you can take a shower and just put those on and wear them around, you know. And it's a pretty good deal. And I'm going to probably just see, today's Wednesday, you know, work. And get these guys that work for me, give them a day off. And we got a new colonel, he wants everybody to have a day off a week. And it's pretty hard to man one, you know, particular area for 24 hours straight all the time. And then your guys take days off and that too. When you only got three guys working for you, and I only really got two. This one guy has been screwing off on me for quite a while. And before I got him where he was at, he wasn't any good there. And so I ran him up for office hours, had that today on him, and he was a sergeant and a CO, this is a brand new CO, bust him to corporal and give him 2 weeks extra duty night and half of his pay for 2 months fine, and that was suspended. But if he screws up again within the next 2 months, well then that just, he just loses half of his pay for the next 2 months. And, so he's a junior corporal in the outfit now. And this CO, he said that, the other two COs we hit both got wounded for, you know, the first week. And the one guy, they were all getting the legs, and the one guy wasn't bad, and he stayed on for about 5 months. And he was here when I got here. And then this other guy that was going to take his place got took a 50 through the leg. And he went back to the States. And this new one we got here now, is he and I came over in the same airplane together. And he was up at Wing on S1 for about a month or so before I came down and take over the squadron. So anyhow, he said that he was talking with the other CO. And they have office hours on the troops. He said he had maybe one or two a month. And he said he's only been here 5 days, and this is the third one that he's had, you know, when I went in with the, I had to go in with the guy when he preferred the charges against him and everything. And explain to CO what the deal was, you know, he refused a direct order and been bugging out and coming in late and taking half days off, not going out for lunch and not coming back and stuff like that. I mean, I give him all kinds of breaks, and he's trying to tell him that, you know, and I guess he's been monkeying around with marijuana and different dope. He was a real good man here, and he went home on leave with this guy that's a friend of mine told me he worked in a metal shop before, and he must have got mixed up on some dope or something, And after he came back in January, he hasn't been worth a darn ever since. He just doesn't care about nothing or anything. And the other guy got him promoted to sergeant, and he's a real good man. But he said when he came back after January, just was 180 out, and just like split personality, you know, just like turn off the light bulb. One way, you know, one time when he came back, he was different, just the opposite. Just didn't give a darn about nothing. So it's something that's been building up, and it just happened that he's only been working for me about a month. And it's just something that finally had to just nip in the bud, you know. And if that doesn't do any good, well, we'll put him out. He's got about 100 days left in the Marine Corps. You know, we'll put him out on an undesirable discharge if he keeps mucking around. And I had that court martial and that stuff this morning. It's been a long day. I'm going to be short a man until I get another man to replace him. And, what else? Let me think a second. Well, actually, I'm so tired, I think that I'll just let it go like this for the and then pick it up tomorrow and finish off the tape tomorrow. And I'll probably get a day off here this weekend sometime, and my bike's real dirty, my motorcycle, and I gotta clean it up real good and polish it, and it's got a lot of chrome on it, and got a lot to do there. So, when I get time, I can, you know, work on that. And, well, I'm just going to go to sleep now. I already set my alarm for 3:30. It's about 10 after 10 now. And, so I'll finish this tomorrow and send it to him. But I got your other two tapes, and or one from you and one from Stewie. And Stewie, well, he gets going, he really hooks out on that tape, you know. And, of course, you interrupt him every once in a while telling him to put his PJs on, you know, and get in bed and this and that. Or else you let him tape for a little bit longer, you know. And he's telling me about this camp out they had in the backyard and about doing the dishes. And so the guy was leaving some specks in the dishes or in the pans, and Jerry was wiping them. And they weren't clean, so he wasn't wiping them. And refused to wipe them, and so he said he ended up washing them again, and then Jerry was wiping them, and he took off his t-shirt and wiped them with his t-shirt because the towel got too wet, so he had to wash all of them over again and wipe them with the towel. So I guess Stewie's keeping a pretty good eye on those guys, you know, keeping track of them. So I'm glad he's doing such a good job, and he's got a good basketball team, it sounds like. So well, oh, I mailed a package today, and I had a, what did I have in it? Oh, they had one of these things for Suzanne, one of these commissary catalogs, and that's for you to keep, and you can let her look through it, but you keep it. And I sent that Popular Science back with articles on the campers and that, and different routes and where to stop off when you're going across country. And what else? Oh, I sent a songbook here that the squadron had, and it's a bunch of dirty songs, drinking songs at parties, you know, that they sing at different parties and that. So you might as well, if you want to look through it, go ahead, but you know it's not some for Stewie or Monkey. And I put his watch in it, kind of conceal, hope it gets there okay, you know. And as soon as it gets there in that package, we'll look for it, because the strap and the watch are in two different ends of it. And I want you to take me right back that I got there, you know. And I mailed it on the 10th. so you should have it about 15th or... I doubt if you get it. Oh, no, you should have it Saturday the 13th, because I'm a day ahead of you. That'd make it 4 days. So, then if you tape me right back as soon as you get it, don't wait and finish the whole tape or anything. I want to make sure that it get through okay. And, you know, tape a tape, you know, and get it off that day. If it's on Saturday, you get it Saturday at 1 o'clock, try and get a tape back in the mail by 4 or 5, so I get it, you know, by Tuesday or as soon as, well, less than a week, you know, I get an answer. And it's there, okay. And, well, I guess I'll go to sleep now. Say my prayers and keep my head down and everything. And so I'm feeling good. Anyhow, he was quite concerned in the last tape. I guess I was moaning a lot on my back, was, or my leg was all goofed up. But I feel good now. And so thank God. And so anyhow, I love you and thanks for the tapes and everything. Say hi to everybody and tell Stewie I'll try and get him a tape off tomorrow. And I gotta finish up his other half of his tape that he sent me. But he's good at those tapes. He can keep right on going and going. And let's see, how far am I going here? Well, maybe I can finish this other, finish one half of this anyhow, or one side of it. And, yeah, I guess I can just a second. I'll shut this down here and light another smoke here. Yeah, for the thing you sent me for the bugs and mosquitoes, I got a nail drove in the wall to mount it on, and I still haven't got it hooked up or mounted. And I keep forgetting to get something to cut the head of the nail off, because the glass part that hooks over won't fit over the head of the nail, so I just got to cut it off, the head part, and hang it on there. And I was gonna do that tonight, and I just thought of it a while ago. And put those pellets in there, and it rained last night, and all the mosquitoes came inside to get, you know, keep out of the rain. Boy, they were really, really rough, and I didn't have that thing hooked up yet. So tomorrow, or when I get off tomorrow, I should get off around 4. And, that's the first thing I'll do, and then I'll finish up my tapes and then hit the rack again. So, well, don't work too hard at work, and yeah, I know you're going to be working hard now that Edith is gone. But, well, maybe this other gal will work out. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. She might take an interest in her, you know, what she's doing. It's just, time will tell, I guess. And that was pretty nice of the boss there, who, Ralph, was it? No, it wasn't Ralph. Anyhow, they gave her that extra money in our vacation and another week besides that. And, so, but she'll probably write you when she moves down there on the river and let you know how everything's doing down there. And, you know, keep you informed from time to time. And today's the 11th, and I get a letter from me today, and I got that little thing to keep my ID card and that in. And heck, that's good. Now, don't try and get a better one, because that'll last, because I don't use it. All I do is just take it out of one pocket, and when I change dungarees and put it in the other. And I never take it out for nothing, really. The only time I show it would be maybe to go to the PX or the post office, and that's maybe once or maybe two or three times a month. And so don't worry about it getting another one. And let's see. Oh, it's about 4:15 now. And I got off work about 45 minutes ago. And, what was I going to say? I don't know. I got to think of something to say to finish up this signing. There was something. Oh. Yeah, you wrote in your letter not to tell you something, you know, that came on this other tape. So I won't mention it, you know. And let me shut this off. There was something I was going to tell you, and I won't take was it. I can't think of it. Let's see, in your letter it said they were working on Monkey's car. And you wondered how much it would be, and I couldn't understand exactly. They pulled the rear end and it's changing differential or repacking the seals in it there. Or was it busted, you know, they can put new seals in it. And I don't know if that's what they're doing or not. But if the guy in the garage is giving you a huff on it, well, probably won't be too much. And I think the biggest thing in something like that is the labor, so. And just rebuilding it up isn't very much at all. And, so the car, the battery finally went dead, huh? When you go out to start it next time, make sure the radio's off. Maybe the radio's been running, or, you know, all the, you know, like the heater or radio or anything else that might be on, be dragging it down, because, you know about that little rod that races the engine and charges, you know, makes it run faster, and you can pull it out and push it in like a throttle. Instead of pushing, you know, just push your foot down a little bit and pull this rod out, and it'll stay running at a high RPM. And it should be enough to charge that charge the battery up. And just every once in a while, maybe just check it for water every 6 months or so. And otherwise, you know, you think it'd stay charged better than that. But, and you also, that Jim, he's kind of teeing me off. He could jury-rig it where he can make a quick disconnect out of the battery cable. And just, you know, like having a, some like alligator, clamp, and just clamp it each time you want to, and then clamp it so it isn't sitting there hooked up when it's just sitting, and just clamp it up on there when you want to start it. And you gotta call him again and tell him that you know, get over there and get hot, and tell him I'm gonna come back there looking for him one of these days. And, yeah, my back feels good. Well, I guess I told you in there, my back feels good now, so I don't sweat my leg or anything. And I'm, you know, take it easy, a little easier now. And, I think I'll take off Saturday, take the day off. And, this motorcycle I got to wash it up real good. And I went in at about 3:30, quarter to 4 this morning. And boy, it started raining. I got outside and it was drizzling. It had been raining off and on all night. And it was drizzling a little bit, just misting like. And I get on the bike and I started down there. Boy, it started raining like a sun, man. I got soaked when I got there. Before I got there, you know, and on a bike, I had the light on and that. And at night, it was still dark, you know, and it seemed like it's raining about 20 times as hard when you're moving, you know, when you're out outside moving into the rain, you know. I got pretty wet going down there. And then this morning about, 7 and 6:30, it stopped, you know. Pretty nice all day today. And so I thought I'd take and clean it up and wax it good. And any little rust spots on it, you know, get after that, and take some Brasol and a toothbrush and clean up that, and then put wax over it. And I figure I said, well, actually I paid $337.50 for the thing. And I should be able to sell for $3.50 when I leave here. And because they're a hard animal to come by, and there's only a few on base, and I know I'll be able to, you know, have it all the time I'm here and make money on it. Just the idea of keeping the upkeep once in a while, I want it to keep it looking nice. And so I'll probably work on that Saturday. Something to look forward to. Big Saturday at Marble Mountain.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Saturday I'll get some pictures for sure, too. And whoever for sure is, and if he takes a good picture, I don't know if he does or not, but I'll take some pictures for sure.
Yeah.
Joe hasn't been over, and I guess he isn't going to make it. I think he told me he was leaving the 14th, and today's the 11th. I expected him over before this. Maybe I'll drop over tonight. I don't know. I'm afraid now with this tape, I'm going to take a shower and hit the rack. And I'll probably get up again about 8 or 9 or something like that for an hour or so, and then hit the rack again. Bad up north, and they haven't been up. They've been as far as they can't get out of or even get up to Quezon. That's where they pick up most of their stuff and haul it there. Haul it on into Laos out of there. But the weather's been real bad over in Laos in the last 2 days, and so they get to Quang Tri or someplace else, and they shut down and wait and for the weather to break, but they can't get through and to get in there. So I don't know just what's happening up there. And I heard on the news that China might step into it, that they think there's Chinese troops in there now as support units, so up in North Vietnam and Laos. So I might be over here, you know, longer, and it's hard saying what's gonna happen then. Yeah, I hope that watch of Stewie's gets there is okay. Yeah, it's a nice little plastic watch, and it's waterproof and all this and that. And it's got a band. I got one packed at one end of these magazines and stuff, and one at the other end, or inside of it. And you just slide, the band just threads through it, kind of like, you know. And and he's got to wind it every day. It's not self-winding or anything like that, but it's got luminous dials on it and everything like that. And you probably like it. It looks just like a skull watch, you know. It's that color. And so maybe later tonight I'll try and get him tape started for him, and I probably won't finish the whole tape at once. I'll just tape him some, take a little while and get him a tape, some. All kinds of tapes in that here, and so don't be saving those tapes, just keep them circulating, unless, you know, something special that you want to keep or something, but don't be keep buying new tapes, and because I got about, I'd say, 15 of them, and some of them are our tapes, you know, and if I ever get something I can talk about, you know, an hour on, I'll make a long tape, but otherwise I'm lucky to really get a half hour jobber out of here. Yeah, I told you they was pulling all the M60s out of the birds, I think I did, and they're mounting all these M50 calibers, and they get a long reach on them, and they're, you know, a lot more powerful. And so this colonel we got now, he says, well, he wants all those in every bird. So we're trying to, trying to scrounge pins for him the other day, and we couldn't get them any place in that, so we finally put them on order, and so it probably takes us about a week to get them, and then we get all the guns mounted. That seems to be the big thing right now. Yeah, I won $10 on that fight, and I knew that nigger was going to win.
Yeah,
was really tired last night. I could just hardly stay awake. That's all I could do. And I had a few beers and relaxed. I really relaxed, and all of a sudden I started yawning. I thought, boy, I better get this tape off. I'm going to do it. And I started on the tape, and I just kept getting sleepier and sleepier. I really slept like a log. And the old alarm went off pretty early this morning. Yeah, we got electricity. Well, you know that. And I was just thinking, just before I started the tape, and I went over and hung up that thing for the mosquitoes and bugs and stuff. I got that on the wall now. And I got to get a plug, you know, one of these three-way plug deals. And that, those two I brought with me, I got one plugged in. The other one's in my locker. I got a hot locker there with a bunch of gear, and I got to dig into that and find that plug so I can hook it up and see how that works. And let's see. Oh, not too awful much has been happening. And, you know, it's just the same old grind. And, you know, you go places and have things to talk about and people, you know, but there's not any people that over here that you know that I can talk about. So it's kind of hard to think of something to say. Oh, that package you're sending, boy, that must be a big son of a gun. You shouldn't, you know, take and send a package that often like that, because, heck, they run into money after a while. And this payday, what I'm drawing, I owe out on my bike that I bought. And so next payday, I'll have some money to send home. I'll send you some money to reimburse you for some of this stuff. And you gotta tell me when you start working on that kitchen, you know, start getting that tore up there, if you're gonna, you know, have it, because I got something in mind to put in there or to buy, you know, when you start doing your remodeling. And so you gotta let me know when you get going on that kitchen, and I got a surprise for you. Yeah, over here I found out about shipping over. I was wondering about that. Ship over, like my enlistment runs out 27th of December, and you can ship over here 30 days early and you don't lose anything on it. And in the States, anytime you ship over early, you lose your travel pay from your place where you ship over the last time from, or where you first came in at, and you lose that. And plus you can't sell any gays back to the government that you got on the books, you know. And which is ha-ha in my case. Well, last time I sold them 44, but I won't have any at all this time. And you lose that normally, but over here you don't lose that. So they'll ship me over 3 days earlier within that time if I want to. And, you know, then I get paid from California to Illinois. And so you either get paid from the last place you shipped over or your home place where you first entered. And so when I shipped over or extended 2 years, that's like a shipping over, I get paid from LaSalle to New River, which I shipped over from the last time in North Carolina. So this time, the furthest point that between shipping over would be from LaSalle to Illinois. And if I, otherwise I'd just be getting paid from Santa Ana to LaSalle. So I'll have to go from Santa Ana to Illinois this time when I ship over, and I'll probably ship over 3 days early, and you know, just get it out of the way. So I'll probably ship over about the 1st of December, last of November there someplace. And that way I'll, you know, get it all taken care of. And it might be such a thing as when I do ship over early like that, I might be able to swing a deal and get home for Christmas. I don't know. and see what happens then. And, well, it's quite a ways off yet. So, anyhow, I checked on it. There's a lot of little dogs around. A lot of guys got little dogs, little puppies. You see them all over the place, and little dogs and that. And whenever they get one, well, they got to take them up and the vet vaccinates them, you know, or gives them their rabies shots and this and that. They all get their shots. It's funny as heck. I saw this one little guy, you know, and the guy says, yeah, I said, he was cold, it was wet from raining, and he had him, and was trying to get him warm him up. It was just a little bitty pup. And he says, yeah, I can't let him catch cold. I got to take him up and get him a physical and get his rabies shots this afternoon, he says. So they take care of their pets pretty good around here. Yeah, if that hamster ever got out and got under the couch, you'd have a heck of a time getting him, wouldn't you? Let him run loose in the rug like that. I think if he's running and scooting around, probably JB would be chasing him. You know, wanting to play with him, he might step on him or something, trying to play. You know how he used to put his paw and slap at the turtle once in a while? He's out there working on the backyard and getting ready to, you know, dig all those flowers out and put the tomatoes and that back there. Did you run across that turtle yet? We still got one turtle back there, haven't we? I just looked over here and saw how short it is. Well, I better start signing off. And I'll tape another tape tomorrow. I'll see what happens. I'll think of something. So, good night for now. And I love you all. And don't work too hard. And tell Stewie, you know, keep up the good work in school. And stay in there on that basketball. Keep right in there pitching. And they ought to have a real good team, you know. Come out in first place. So, you know, Tom, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can, well, then you can't. You're already beat. So it's up to him, whatever he thinks, you know. And tell him to stop and think about that saying, you know. And, well, I guess this is just about run out here. So, yeah, be sure and let me know as soon as that package gets there. And, I just found a couple things on cameras and that here I forgot to put in there, but that wouldn't interest you, I don't think, too much. And today's the 13th in March, and I got your package today, plus a tape, and see, you mail them on the 9th, so that would be the 10th, so that's pretty fast service. And it's funny how sometimes, like this one guy at worse for me, he was complaining that he wasn't getting any mail at all, and this and that, you know, so today he gets 6 letters in a row, all at once. And I don't know how the heck they distribute the mail, or where it gets bottled up at, or where, you know, but sometimes you get it fast and sometimes slow. And let's see, well, anyhow, on the package, everything was real good. They got here in real good shape. Let's see, oh, those onion rings, Swiss that I wouldn't like probably. Well, I liked them, they were real good. And I tasted them, you know. And let's see what else you have in there. Oh, we're gonna go through this again, this big jumble about this. Labeling tapes, you know, and you said you were on your last what do you call it? Oh, this thing you put the tape in, this case or whatever it is you're mailing it. And I've got 7 of them over here, and you sent me a bunch of them, you know, that were empty. And well, I guess it's my fault they haven't been getting there, because I haven't been sending one tonight. Or else they'd all be there, I see, yeah. Anyhow, I got 7 now. And, but you get quite a few in the mail. And, let's see, I missed last night. But, yeah, and I got to hold this mic up close to me, because I've been setting it down. And, thinking that I was picking it up, and I guess it wasn't there. I wasn't speaking loud enough, or I didn't have the volume turned up loud enough when I first started taping. Let me try something. I'm going to turn this up. I got to set up one volume now, and I'll play it back, and then I'll increase the volume and play it again. You know, I'll say something and play it again and see how it comes out. Just hold on a minute. Okay, I got the volume turned up now, and I'll play this after I talk to you a little bit here. I'll play this again and then see if it if the volume increases on the thing. So I guess you can always turn it down even if it's too high, and I won't play any of that background music anymore, so that won't interfere, because I think some, because once this mic jack goes in, then you can't control the volume. You can't turn it up or down. It doesn't change any. I don't know why, but it just stays the same. And if your radio is already turned to a certain volume, and you turn the radio on, and it comes in kind of loud, I guess, and it outdoes the tape. So I'll punch this out again and see what comes up now. See how loud it is when I play it back. Okay, I played it back, and it's coming in real loud now, and loud and clear. So I always put it at this setting so it'll always sound about this loud. And I guess you can always turn it down if you want to. So let's see, where was I? Okay, I got your stuff today, and I sure appreciate it, but hon, you're sending them too often. I don't really need all this, you know, and it's pretty expensive, you know, to go out and shop and get all that, and you know, and then the postage to mail it and everything. Heck, that's too much. So don't go out and do all that. I appreciate it all, and it's all good and everything, and I use it, you know, and it's nice to have and this and that, but I really don't need it, because the other guys ain't getting packages that fast. I'm getting in faster than anybody else. Let's see. Oh, I got here about that. What the heck is he? Not that hamster. Yeah. Now that hamster, when I told you about putting a collar on so he wouldn't get out of the cage and run away and that, I was just kidding, you know, about the collar. And as far as him being a rat. No, I know his tail. No, it's not like a rat's tail. No, that's right. That's tough to think about. It's more like a, well, it's not like a squirrel's tail either. It's more like a beaver, you know, pretty close to the body and kind of flat, you know. And so, yeah, he's a, and they're clean little animals, aren't they? You know, like a beaver is a real clean animal, too, you know. I wonder if he'd, I don't think he likes water, though. Like, you know, like a beaver. I like to go swimming. But I was going to say, you know, experiment and put some water in there someday and see if you go in it. You can tell Stu to try it, but keep an eye on him, you know, so he maybe don't know how to swim. And he was asking me if that tape, if I could hear Stewie in the background. Yeah, I can hear him real plain. Yep. And I hear JB barking away every once in a while, and him coming up panting and this and that, you know. So yeah, it's I can hear him good. Oh, and they labeling these boxes, you know, and you tell me don't take the label off and I'm doing it wrong and that. Well, listen, as far as postage goes, when you put that one stamp on there, you're not supposed to ever cover it up with Scotch tape, because when they mark it, you know, that it's been validated, you're not supposed to be able to use it again. And they can kick the tape back at you or refuse to mail or send it to the sender because the tape is over that stamp. Because they can't make it in, you know, that it's not any good, and they don't have to mail it. And I've seen that happen. So, it's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you get it or not. I'll take and put them in an envelope. I'll cut a bunch of these things the size of a card. And instead of this one, a paste that you get pasted right on the front of the tape, you know, that you've got all typed out and everything, that one that goes to you, well,
take something, and I don't know if you get any more of those tape or those things, but the one that goes to you and the one that goes to me, put them back to back, and then take and put this elimination stuff like I'm going to send you, and then every time is all you got to do is just turn the card around. And if it's got postage due, you can just rub it off with something. You know, it's stamped on there someplace, just rub that off and just replace a dime stamp. And it's all it costs is a dime that way. And every time it says postage due, well, it just rubs right off. They never collect it anyhow. And but if they stamp it on your other and you scotch tape over it again and keep scotch tape, it's still on there all the time, postage due, see. And so it's what you want to do is take this lamination paper and just even not even use this what's on yours in case it's lost, you know, in case the front comes off or something, this your part that's on this box here will stay on there. We get another one and put it on the back of my address, your address, and then laminate them back to back and just keep putting that in each time. And over the lamination, and the scotch tape peels right off that lamination real easy. When you go to take it off, and you can change stamps, it will cost you a dime each time, and that's all. And if they got stamp postage due, just take something and it'll rub it right off, you know. And I hope we finally understand each other, unless you think that keep building up this tape on here until it isn't any good, but if you just laminate it with that stuff I send you, and just put anything, you know, excuse me, just take a piece of cardboard and put your address just like on the front, you know, it's not pasted to the thing, and just put that on the back and then laminate them. So that's all you got to do each time is just turn the card over from whoever got it and whoever sends it, and if the card gets lost, it's still got your address on the box, so it'll get to somebody, you know. And do you understand that now? And as far as you putting scotch tape over that stamp and using it over and over again, they'll refuse to send it. And this might hit a certain guy, and not only is it postage due, you're not even supposed to put scotch tape or anything over that stamp, so they can't make it any good, you know. So the best way is to put a dime on it and let them make the stamp, you know, stamp it, and then take it off of the lamination, which will come off easy. You can use a little fingernail polish or something to take it off, or just water or something. If it doesn't all peel off, and just put another stamp on it. You comprehend it? Yeah, the last few days over here, it's been real windy. Oh, that last tape I sent you? I forget what time I got done with it. It was about 7 o'clock, I guess. And I got word that we just got a new CO, and he was up in the layoffs there, and he took two hits in the cockpit, and him and the co-pilot both got shrapnel and plexiglass, and he got his in the eye, in his left eye, and but he got the plane back and everything, and they got the stuff out of his eye now, and he's going to stay here and with us, you know. And he's going to be our CO. And but that's three COs now. The first week, each one of them got hit up there, flying up there. And it seems like if you can get a CO, you know, and keep him on the ground for the first week and keep him behind his desk where he's supposed to be, well, you know, to do his get checked out and find out, well, he's more interested, I guess, in how the planes are flying and what's happening, I guess. Well, if you keep him on deck here for the first week, he'd probably be all right, but the last three of them got three Purple Hearts in a row now. And he's lucky he didn't, you know, could have been worse right in the eye like that, but they got it all out of his eye, and haven't seen him around since that last day that he got hit. He'll probably be back in a week or so. They said he isn't going back to the States or anything. And Copa just got little cuts in that, in his hands and his face. So they got the bird back okay. It took took four hits, and one came right up through the, one hit the rudder pedal where his feet was on, and one went up through the plexiglass in front of him, and it blew all over the plane in there. You know, and it's a pretty good sized round that comes through there. It hits you in a leg or a joint or something, it'll take it right off, you know. And so he was pretty lucky as far as that went. And but there's not a crap happening up there. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. And let's see. I got a little list here of some of the stuff. Oh yeah, about that credit union. Yeah, I'm sure if you just send them to him and tell them to deposit, that'll work. And he said he didn't know if he had the number or not. And maybe I forgot to look at my billfold and get the number. And I've got down here 5117 is for the account number. And my 5 looks halfway like a 3. Let me check it again. Yeah, the number is 5117. That's the account number. And I'm sure if you just put that on there, they'll accept it or something. Just sign my name. They never check them anyhow. And as far as that government check goes, who are they going to check? You know, whose handwriting, signature, this and that, are they going to check on that? So just sign that there and cash that too. And what else did you tell me? Oh yeah, that head cleaner tape you sent me, and you just tell them don't make sure that you don't use it for to make a tape and all this and that. You know. But you know, it says it's a head cleaner right on it, and it's purple. It's different than all the rest of the different colors we got. You know, so yeah, I'll just use it to clean the head. And I got Stewie's tape, and I got to get together and do a little writing here of some things that he'd be interested in and make him a tape, you know. And I got down here about the salt. I got salt and pepper over here. And in sea rations, you get salt and pepper, and there's all kinds of them around. And nobody ever, they're in little packets, nobody ever opens them and uses them, you know. And so in the hoosh here, we got a whole big supply of them. We got our, you know, and whenever, like if you're in the field, nobody takes the time to open them up and put salt and pepper and stuff. They just, it's just like cream comes in a little package in your sea rations, nobody uses that. Coffee, they don't use that. And we used to make our own coffee out, you know, park the plane someplace and we'd make our coffee, get some gas out of the plane and heat up a little can, make coffee, and we had water out of our canteen and that, but that's, I guess they just don't drink coffee like they used to. And what else? Oh, you told me all about Bunky's car. And yeah, when a darn car sits around, that's the worst thing in the world. And the seals will get dried out in it. And if you lubricate them, to keep it from drying out, is when you run it and it splashes that oil in there up against the seals and it keeps them soft. The lubrication of the oil splashing up there keeps them soft. When it all keeps dripping down and dripping away from them, it just sits. Well, then they get dried out and they get hard and then they crack. And that's what, that's just same with an airplane. And if you don't, the more you fly them, the less leaks you have, the better shape you're in, you know. And as far as my car goes, yeah. Just sitting like that, it'll be bad on it. But as long as the engine runs, and if you can get it jacked up off the ground and just put it in gear like you're driving, and just let, when you're when you get it jacked up and you got the engine running, just put it in low like it's driving and the back wheels go around, and as they go around splashing oil up on those seals in the rear end and that. And it'll keep them lubricated, but if it just sits and sits, they'll dry out just like monkeys. That's why if you're going to take a car and leave it, jack it up someplace where you put this real heavy oil net in it, and then you run it, and then it goes up against the seals and sticks on them like more like a honey type stuff, you know, kind of thick like honey. And then you just leave that in there if it's going to sit. Then you run it a while so it gets in all the seals and that. And then, you know, if it's going to be jacked up in that run. But I figured that this would be jacked up and you could turn it, you know, you start it and then run it, let it run a little while with the wheels going around and the transmission's getting lubricated, all the seals in the transmission, plus the rear end. And, otherwise, you're just going to have to drive it around the block a few times.
Well, I tipped him away on the other side. And the thing had stopped on me, and I was talking away. And so, I don't remember exactly what I was doing. And I just a while ago went out in the back room about 09:30 and had a few beers and got in the guy's room with him and we were shooting the breeze about locksmithing course and different course and that. And so now it's about 5 to 12. So I'm going to wind this up here on this side and get it in the mail tomorrow morning. And at least you get a mailer, you know. You won't get a full tape, but you get a mailer out of it. And this guy, he's got this course he sent for. He said he's going through magazines or things in one night. And he's sending for all different stuff, you know, inquiring about them. And there's one for making rubber stamps. And I was thinking, oh, maybe that... that wouldn't be such a bad little racket. And if the VA pays for it, you can use it, work it right in with the locksmith, you know, making rubber stamps for different people. And I know that these QA stamps that we used to have for quality assurance, and they cost a fabulous price, and they're just real simple, you know. I couldn't see how they could sell for that much, but I guess they're getting the money for them. And maybe I'll look into that and take that alongside with locksmithing. Send it to your address and let you do the all the work on it. And I'll pay for it, you know, to VA, and then you can take notes and teach me when I get home. How's that sound? It doesn't sound too good. Yeah. I think I'll still write for it's a Warner Electric Company Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. And he says they got machines that you buy or they send you or something like that with the course. And I think I'll send for the particulars. In fact, why don't you, being you're better at writing letters than that, okay, listen to this. This is the address, Warner Electric Company Incorporated, and it's 1512 Jarvis Avenue, and it's G-A-R-V-I-S, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. And why don't you write for them for the particulars and just see what the heck it is. And ask them that, tell them you'd like to know, wonder if
they'd send you some information and tell them, right as me, see, tell them you're in the service and that you'd like to take the course on a GI Bill and you like the particulars on it of their rubber stamp, making rubber stamps. Because Warner Electric, that sounds like a pretty big outfit. Where they might have more and different things, you know. Just asking for the particulars on the rubber stamp deal and see what they say. Or see if they send anything. And just sign my name in it. And ask them how much the course costs and all this and that. You know, and how many lessons and stuff like that. And if about the machines and this and that, you know, what you get with it. Okay. Well, let's see. What else can I tell you here? Get back to my notes here a little bit. Oh, I gotta hit the rack tomorrow. I was gonna take tomorrow off. I had it all set up and everything. And then I got a hold of this guy in supply. And I talked to him. And they got a bunch of stuff there they're going to get rid of. And they don't know what it's for or where to place it in the different bins. So when you send them a number, how they can go to that bin and deliver it to you. Because they don't know what it is or anything. And so he's going to let me come up tomorrow. And I'm going to take this master sergeant friend of mine. And he just picked up E9, in fact, Spook Snyder, and take him up there. And we're going through the bin there. This big, they got a great big box, maybe a huge box with all this stuff. And they're going to let the factory representatives from these different outfits go through it and tell them what it is, what this is, and what that is, so they can put it back in stock in that. And they're supposed to be doing it sometime. And but as it sits right now, nobody knows what it is. So he says, anything I want in there, I can grab. And this is on the sly, on the QT, you know. So this supply officer, this captain, he goes to church Sunday mornings. So tomorrow's Sunday, and he'll be in church at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to run up there and take some other people up there. A man from the metal shop, I'm getting him, and one from avionics, and Snyder, and from their different shops, and they know what gear is in there, which I'd look at, and I wouldn't know if it was for a 46 or a 53, you know, or a Huey. And they'd know if it was ours or not. We could use it, and he said we could bring a great big box and just fill up all you want, you know. And so we're going to kind of go through the back door and get a bunch of stuff out of supply tomorrow. Otherwise, I was going to take off and have a day off, and I was going to shine my bike up and wash it off good. And boy, that thing is loaded with the salt. Just the salt air, you know, how it gets a fine mist on everything and just stays there and salt cakes on. Well, that's what happened the last couple of days. The wind's been blowing in off the ocean real hard and big, great big waves, and the salt air is all over the area here. And it got all over my motorcycle. So I really got to clean it up and polish it up good. And I still haven't taken picture one. You know, I got the camera, but I haven't taken one picture. But Monday when I get off, I'm going to. And in fact, if I can swing a deal, you know, to make a phone call, I'll try and call you, which will be Sunday your time, you know. So I'll try and get a phone call into you. And I've never tried that Mars, and I guess I have to write a lot of notes before I go down there. But I'll give you a ring. So let's see. Oh, let's see. I got some things on this thing that says, I'll send you, not this payday, because I owe everything this payday that I already borrowed for that bike, you know. But next payday, I should be rich. And so, in fact, I had to borrow $30 tonight to send. I got four lessons to send into the lock course, and I had to borrow, and I figured it'd be just as well to do it now and before payday, because after payday the lines in for getting money orders are so long, it takes so long to get a money order. So I figure right at the end, when nobody's got any money, that I ought to get in there tomorrow and get one. I think they're open till noon tomorrow. So I'll try and sneak up and get a money order tomorrow for those lessons. Get them on the way. And, we're just talking about work and Sundays and that. Yeah, we work 7 days a week, all right around the clock. Everybody works all the time. He just kind of staggered. We had this new CEO, and he wants everybody to have 1 day off a week now. And I'm with that guy, you know. And so we got to try and stagger our hours and that. We might get Tuesday off or Saturday or, you know, Monday or Wednesday or any old day, just so you get a day off a week. And so that's what we're doing, kind of staggering our hours. What else can I tell you? It's like I got about 10 minutes of tape left, I guess. No, about 5 minutes. So I'll see. I got a thing from that Lockmasters today, and they said this is for students and graduates of this company. And they get a four-wheel tumbler now, and all we're being taught is a three. And it's one course, it's one deal, and it's for the four-wheel tumbler, and it's got the graphs and the whole works. And you're supposed to write them and tell them if you're interested. So I have to look it over real good. And if I'm still taking this course that I'm taking now, I think I'll write them and tell them that I'm interested, and that I like to run it through the VA. You know, when I finish this course, just go on to the four tumbler or four wheels, because most safes got three wheels, but some of the most modern ones got four wheels. And they show you how to. They give you the graph paper and everything, and show you how to set up your, you make real charts like deals. And this, you know, surprised me. This company is only 15 years old as far as safes go, you know. And you know, open the safe, they've only been in it for 15 years and put it down in black and white with all this knowledge that's built up through the years, you know. And it's pretty damn good. So I think I'll put in for that four-wheel job. And not much else is happening to talk about. Some of the guys are going off. Oh, excuse me. Some of the guys are going home, and maybe I'll get some, maybe another little fan and different things for my hooch off. Those guys are leaving, and you just kind of sit back like a vulture, and you wait for guys to leave, and then you collect more stuff, you know, to build up your own house. And that's how they get theirs, more or less, I guess. And I guess that's the way everybody, you know, just hand me downs as they go. So, yeah, I heard JB, he's doing a lot of barking. He thought he was barking at, what's his name, Henry? Not Henry, but that hamster. And, you never did say, when I talked to him on the mic, you know, I said, hey, JB, come here. You know, JB, come on, get over here. You never did say if he perked up his ears or you know, like he understood the tape or anything. And you said he listens to the tape, but you never said if he perked up his ears or like he really thought I was speaking at him, you know. So you let me know that. And I'm glad to know that you people aren't that dumb that you get those pine shavings or there are cedar shavings in there with the hamster so he gets to run around that little wood shaving stuff, you know, that I was telling you about. And what else? Oh, let me think. Oh, I told you before. Now, you say, don't save all those tapes that I send you. You know, use them, send them back, you know. And don't be buying any more because I think we got a bunch of tapes here that all those in that case and that, and it should last all the time I'm over here unless, you know, the tapes just break down themselves and wear out. But I'm going to have to start taping these. And you finally get a half a side off, you know, mail them so you get these mailers back. And, you know, so you have about half as many as I have. But I got seven of these mailers here. I don't know how many you bought. If you bought 10 and you get 3 in the mail now, well, then you ain't got some more. Yeah, what? No, let's see. I got some in the mail, too. I probably got about 2 or 3 in the mail. So, I don't know. I'm going to take and cut a bunch of those plastic things to put on, like I told you, and I'll just put them in an envelope and mail them to you. And I'll try and do that tomorrow night. And, let's see. This is just about all, I guess. Well, hon. Take care, and don't work too hard there, and thanks again for all this stuff you've been sending me, and let's see, tomorrow, Monday's the 15th, and I'll start flying the 16th, and like I said, all the staff got a half a set of skins this month. And I'm on the second half, so I'll be flying the end of the month from 16th to 30th or whatever it is, 31st in the month. I guess it's, 31st. So, I'll probably be really running tired there for a while, but you only fly probably every third or fourth day, so it's not a big, you know, big thing. But when you do fly, you gotta get up real early and get the guns and get them all cleaned and everything, and get your sea rations and get the, you know, get them all on board the plane ready to go. And, well, I'll talk to you again tomorrow night. I want to finish this up and get it wrapped up so I can mail it to you in the morning. Like I say again, thanks a million for all the stuff you sent me, and tell Stewie and Bucky thanks. And I love you all. And I don't know, when I say I love you, I guess I'm not a very romantic guy. I guess it doesn't sound right or something. I don't know. But you know I do. So that tape's going to be running out here in a minute, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off for the night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night, or maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Hi, hon.
Today is the 15th, and it's payday for everybody, and that really didn't do me much good. And so tonight means the big game out in the back room. It's a little after 9 here at night, and
Well, the weather's been rough the last few days. The wind's been blowing, and it's been raining just a little bit. It's been real, you know, just cold and damp and misty like all the time. And these cubes here, it's really getting chilly. So, been here this winter, I think I'll give me a big light bulb and put underneath my bed. This one guy said he had a big 200-watt bulb with him. He ran all last year and kept it nice and warm in his room. You know, the heat rising. So I think I'll do something like that. And, you know, it keeps the dampness out of your mattress and that. Yeah, let's see how much. Oh, I drew Ortega's for $280 and I owed $300. So I made, and I had some money that I didn't mail home last time. And so I got about $10 last me left over of what I had. And I had to send $28.80 for the locksmith for those four lessons. So. I got about $10 the last $2 and $3, so I ended up borrowing money again this pretty. But after that one, I should be, the next pretty, I should be out of the hole. You know, like that. Well, I got a deal from the Slockmasters the other day, and they said that they're coming out with a course, and there's four tumblers, and a four-wheel course. So I think I'll, they want to know if I want to take it or not. And they sent this out to students and former graduates. I guess they don't know which I am. And then they got a thing here about those identification badges again. And what the heck do they want for them? $10 or something like that. But I got a thing that says at the end of the course to drop them a line or send them a thing and they'll send me one free. So I don't know what that is. And they got another thing in it. It's a questionnaire deal for they're going on IBM, I guess, or something like that. And our computer program. And we got a block deal. They want your business address and all that. Yeah, you know, this morning there's, I figured pay didn't go to around 9 o'clock. And so I figured up the post office after they get paid, you know, it'd be really crowded, so they opened at 9. So I borrowed $40 from this guy. And I ran up there and got in line before pay went. And some of the other scorns had been paid. And so it was pretty crowded already. So I got my money order, and the guy... I didn't count my money when he gave it back, and gave me back $1.20 instead of $11.20. So I got back down and get paid to that. And, I was gonna pay that guy I borrowed the $40 from, pay him back, and I reached in the pocket to get that $11. And there was only $1 something there, and I realized what happened. So about noon, I went back up there, and the, all the money orders the guy had run, I told him what happened, you know, and all the money orders he took, you know, this, that one stub that they tear off and keep, and he added all of them up, and plus he counted all his money, it took him about 15 minutes, and he said, sure enough, can you give me the $10 back? I told him he was going to be over when he checked out, so he wouldn't give me the $10 back, I'm sure glad he did. And let's see what else is happening around here. Yeah, they're out there playing cards now, and so after a while the cards break up, and they got a regular dice table, they got that set up already to go, and there's another place down about 5 or 6 hooches down, I think it's Ham's, and they're down there, they play in this little porch they made, kind of like, and a couple guys just came back from up down there, and they said so crowded you can't even get to the table, it's so packed up there. So
imagine that eventually they'll be packed in up here. Well, I got your plastic things. I have them up to mail to him. I'll drop them in the mail tomorrow. I didn't get any tape frames today. Joe must be on his way. I don't know if he left the 10th or the 14th. I was thinking he told me the 14th. He got him and a couple other guys who got stuck 4 more days, I thought he said. I don't know. But when he gets to Oki, he still has to get the process, I guess. You know, find out what outfit he's going to and all that. And then put in for his leave from here. So. And, let's see. Yeah, it was quite a party they had last night. After I taped to you, I went to bed, but they kept a party going on in the back there all night. About 3:30, they kind of tried to get me up and say, go out and join them. And I went up and got off and went to the head. And came back. I couldn't sleep for quite a while. And finally, I guess around 4 after they broke it up. And, well, I guess a lot of guys are late for work this morning. And plus the colonel, he had a birthday last night. And I guess the officers had a big shindig up there at their place too. So they were them running kind of late this morning. A lot of foggy heads, I guess. So you never said how the weather is back there. Once in a while you say you're out working in the yard, so I figure it's pretty good. And you get your tomatoes all planted. I should have stocked up on safety wire before I left so you can make stringers for the tomato plants. And I imagine that you could probably just make, if you could get some thin boards, make a trellis like, or some bamboo, you know, sticks, and just kind of split them and make a trellis out of them. Let them kind of grow in something like that. Let's see, I got to sit down here and tape studio. Tape here. I can't think of anything to say to you. And I was wondering, I sure hope maybe tomorrow, say tomorrow is Tuesday or Wednesday, I should find out. I think it was Wednesday, so I sent down lunch. I should find out if you got there okay. And let's see. If finding out on Wednesday, I should have got there probably by Saturday, you know, when he's going to have his camp out. You know, he'd probably been gone before he got there, though, wouldn't he? Yeah. Well, I might have got there on Friday because I'm ahead of you. I'd say it takes about 4 days. That would be Saturday. I don't know. I got to think of something here to say. You know, I've been munching away on those peppermint or whatever they are, those red striped things, you know, those are really good. I mean, hit the spot. I think I'll take those lemon things to work with me. Those hard candies. Oh, excuse me. Boy, this cold weather, all this chilly weather, it's good sleeping. And those guys, when they get out there, you know, once I get to sleep, they don't bother me out there. Once in a while, here, just one of them make a big howl or slow it, quiet down and get kind of, you know. So, boy, a lot of money goes through these places. Guys drop thousands of dollars out there. I guess most of them, you know, they're married. They got allotments and that made out to their wives already. And so money gets sent home. And what they got left over, there's not much places to spend it on. So I guess they gamble. Figure they'll, you know, maybe they haven't got an awful lot. They figure they're blow it or make a little more on it. It seems like it kind of shifts around. The guys are losing, and come next week, that when the guy will win back again, and the other guys will lose. And it seems to kind of even itself out to me. Well, maybe next payday I'll invest a couple bucks in the game and see if I can do any good. Actually, I quit when I first got here. I was a couple hundred and something ahead, and I blew it. So, let's see. Yeah, I've sent, I had to wait. You know, it's such a hassle going up and getting a money order and everything. You got to have this, fill out this big form. And you can have this VMAC card. It looks like a credit card, and they put it in this machine like they do at the gas station. And they issue these on Oki to you when you're coming down here, and that's the only thing you use to get money orders with. It's such a hassle to go up there, so I did all my courses, you know, all four of them. And so I get six of them done now. And so now I haven't got any courses or anything to work on. I guess I can, you know, go back and kind of go over some of the other stuff I did, because I got the lock and combination and cutaway. Practice on that. But it's, the way it works is that you find a certain place between numbers, and you mark it on this graph, and you keep getting it down to where it gets smaller and smaller, and then you find eventually it tells you the combination. A graph does. And like, it's a clearance, you know, from where it hits on one side, and you turn an aisle a little bit and it hits on the other, it might hit on the low side on 6, and the high side might be hit up on, let's say, 14, and you just kind of narrow it down to the, you know, to what it's going to be on each. So, let's say it would be about 8 would be, what would it be? Be about 10, I guess, would be the middle of it, if it were, you know. And it's pretty tricky the way they do it. And so that's with three wheels, and they got this, of course, with 4. It didn't say how much it was. So maybe I'll have to drop a line and ask them if they can hook that right onto this course. I don't know. And, I could probably do that tonight and mail that to them. Just get the information on it. And if not, they could probably tell me if it's VA approved or not. I don't know. It's a new course. They said they had a lot of people ask for it, and it's something that they just worked out themselves. It's only a one lesson deal too, and so I don't know how much it costs. I guess I could write and find out. Well, this side's about halfway gone now. No, it's more than halfway, and I guess I can get 15 minutes tape, you know, fairly easy. The other 15 is a hard part, and I can't play any music or anything or news, so it makes it kind of hard, you know. You don't want to hear any of this news stuff on your tapes. Just a minute here. Yeah, I was just looking in my locker, boy, and see, I only got 2 shells, and I got my locker, and that's all I got for shelf space. And boy, that thing is really fouled up. You know, I got tapes and all the shaving gear and my skivvies and washcloths and my locked stuff and everything is in there. You know, I got to straighten that out. Maybe I can get a box and all the tapes and my mailers and everything is all mixed in there. It's really kind of a rat's nest. So maybe I can get a box and kind of separate some of that stuff out. And in here, boy, the place is just filthy with sand. We've been blowing in all the time. It really, you know how real fine it is, and it gets up in your head. And kind of miserable around here, but the weather should break here one of these days and start being nice. And let's see. Guy just walked by. I don't know if you picked that up or not. Don't play it back. See,
yeah, I'm in.
Footsteps.
Boy, I see my hat on it.
Yeah, I guess he was going up to his room or something, and then they called him and asked him if he was in that hand. And he says, yeah, he's in. He already threw his half a buck in. And, yeah, his name's Woody. I guess he goes home next morning. So maybe he's got a refrigerator that's bigger than mine in it. When he built his room, well, he's got it covered with a piece of wood, or, you know, built in like a cabinet, only it all sticks into my room. So when he takes his refrigerator out, I'm going to knock it out and make a flush. It sticks out about a foot and a half into here. It's covered with wood, you know. And up on top, I put my fan, and then there's no room for anything else. So I think I'll knock that out and make a little shelf there and give me more room. You know, the colonel says something about the way things are slowing down. Maybe the whole squadron will be out of here and go to Hawaii in June. So I don't know what to think. And if they went to Hawaii, I think I'd probably, you know, if they pull out of the country, all the aircraft and then, I'd probably go back to Oki. Spend the rest of my tour on Oki. So as far as I'd extend, you know, for 6 months if I knew I was going to stay down in the country. But going back to Oki, you know, things are high back there, and you got to pay taxes and everything else. Wait and see till after June or so. Just what the deal is, you know. If they leave 6 planes behind, well, then I'll stay. But if they don't, imagine I'll go to Oki, and much of us, you know, that came over here. If I went to Hawaii with them in June, they'd only put me down here 5 months or so. And that's all my tour would be. It's 5 months, and you got to have at least 9 months to make an overseas tour. So when I get back in the States, I get orders, you know, any time for an overseas tour, because that would be the same as not having one for about 5.5 years or 6 years. So I'd have to go back to Oki to, you know, to get my tour. So, you know, January. And so I guess just time will tell, and nobody seems to know what's ever happened. All, you know, from one day to the next, the word changes so much. And Colonel, I guess, don't even know her. Oh, yeah, you was talking about those dried prunes. Yeah, I haven't seen a prune since I was over here, so in the next box, you know, just said you might as well put some in there. I don't like prunes, dried prunes too much on anyhow. And it'll keep me, you know, well balanced. And why don't you get one of those cans of wax out in the garage and throw that in there, and I can wax my motorcycle and wash it, you know, keep the salt spray off of that, and I can wax it up real good. And doesn't, you know, just some old, doesn't matter if it's liquid or can wax. I guess can wax would be best. Or either one, maybe one of each. You know, it's just small ones because there's not much to
just some chrome and some paint. A little, you know, there's not very much to a motorcycle. And just to clean it up and get it cleaned up good, because it's rusting out in spots, getting rusty, and I can take your brass on a toothbrush and get the rust off. And I have to put a lot of wax on it so the salt air can't get in and get the rusted again. And how's that new girl working out there that you got at work? And let's see. Oh, this friend of mine had that. He was talking about termite in a house. Yeah, they had their house termited, and you know, like that. And they said that the stuff around the shrubs around the house will kill it if it you know, gets too or, I don't know, kind of sneaks outside that cover and right down to the ground there, kind of. And so that's how I know about that, about the tomato plants and that. And what else is there? This guy had took a course on making rubber stamps, building rubber stamps. So just for the heck of it, this address he wrote to, so I wrote to him.